What's your name?
My name is Marion, and I'm 82 years of age.
What do you remember about World War II?
I remember a lot about World War II. I remember I lived very near Swansea, which was badly bombed in the war because it was a harbour where ships came in. And so in the night when the sirens went, we all had to dive down into a shelter to avoid the bombs.
What was your life like during the war?
What was
your life like?
Life like? Well, we didn't have a lot of food. Food was on rations. Have you heard all about rations, what rations are? Food was very limited. Sweets, we couldn't get many sweets. So when we went to the cinema, we used to take carrots to eat because we couldn't get sweets. We couldn't get things like toothpaste. And if you had a bath in the house, which not many people did, but I was very lucky I did, there was a line on the bath, and you mustn't have the water above that line to protect, save water.
Do you think England would have been the same if we had lost the war?
Sorry, I didn't hear.
Do you think England would be the same if we lost the war?
Absolutely. It would not be the same at all, would it? We'd be under the German regime, which would be very cruel. I mean, they were very cruel people, weren't they?
Yeah.
Very cruel people. You know some of the horrible things they did? You haven't heard about the concentration camps and things like that? You have, yeah. Yeah, so it would be like that for us.
What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory?
Ever. Earliest memory ever.
My earliest memory ever. Goodness me. I suppose my earliest memory ever, I wanted to go to school very badly. And I knew when I was three, I could go to school. And on my third birthday, when my birthday cards come, I escaped from the house and ran over to the school and sat on the step until someone came and fetched me and took me into school.
Do you have any stories about World War II?
Any stories about World War II? Well, yes, I do have lots of stories. But the main one is I lived in a small mining village. You can probably tell I'm from South Wales, can you? Yeah, I lived in a small mining village. And we had a lot of evacuees. You've heard about evacuees?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had evacuees came to the village. I don't know how long you want me to go on for.
Just carry on.
Evacuees came to the village because they came from London, because London was a dangerous place to be living in, and they felt that where I came from, it was a little bit more secure. So we had evacuees come to the village I lived in called Llanharan. They came from Hackney Wick in London. And my mother, because she was one of the local councillors, had to go to the school to receive all these children. And the children came off the trains and were marched down to the school. And people, if you had a spare bedroom, you had to give it up to the children. You weren't allowed to say, no, I can't have the children. You had to have, if you had a spare bedroom, someone had to come there. So although we had four bedrooms in our house, I had a brother and a sister, a baby sister, so that was the four of us, so our four bedrooms were taken. So my mother went down to the school and all the children were eventually given to different people, but there were these two left, and they were, quite honestly, they were rather scruffy and dirty, do you know what I mean? They were looked very unkept, very unkept. No one would have them because they didn't look very nice, and although my mother should not have had any, she wouldn't leave these two little ones there, so she brought them home to us. Now Rosie was seven and Jimmy was five, and they'd left their mum at home. Remember, they'd come on their own on the train. You know, have you been told how much they were allowed to bring with them? They haven't been told how many clothes they were allowed to bring or anything. All they could bring was a little bag of clothes that they had. So my mother brought these two home, and I had to share a bed with Rosie, and my brother had to share a bed with Jimmy. When they came, they were both, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my mother had to try and clean them up, and because they didn't have any clothes, I had to share my clothes with Rosie, and my brother had to share his clothes with Jimmy.
What is the best adventure you ever had? Adventure you ever had?
Best adventure I ever had? Goodness me, that's a difficult one, isn't it? Adventure. I suppose it would be an adventure. As I say, I lived in this small mining village, and near the village there was a prisoner of war camp where there were Italian and German prisoners of war. And I was in Sunday school one Sunday afternoon, and the local policeman came and said a lot of prisoners had escaped from the camp and were circling our village. So we had to run home from school, and we saw one of the prisoners on the way. So they did catch them all eventually, but some of them got quite a long way away. So that, I suppose that was quite an adventure, seeing these prisoners in the village who had escaped. And I suppose another time, we were taken down to Bridgend Station because a lot of the German generals were being brought to this camp, and we watched them marching up with all their very fine clothes, marching up to the camp. The camp actually is still there, and it's been opened next month, I think, for people to see, have a look around. It's called Ireland Farm. It was on a farm.
What did you do if you didn't have enough food?
Sorry?
What do you do if you didn't have enough food?
Well, I was fortunate because we had rather a large garden, and my father always grew food, grew vegetables, and so we were very lucky. We had plenty of food. Well, not plenty, but we had sufficient. And my granny, she always kept pigs and chickens, so she kept us in meat as well. We used to go down to granny's because she had a huge garden, and she also had a huge orchard, so I could get plenty of fruit from the orchard, so we were lucky. Others weren't so lucky.
Did you have any family members that fought in World War II?
No, but my father fought in World War I. My father was in... Actually, my dad was 19 on November the 17th, and Christmas Eve that year, Christmas Eve, not Christmas Day, he was shipped out to France at 19, and he had to go to France, where he stayed for the rest of the war. He was on a horse. He pulled guns on a horse, pulled the gun on a horse. So my dad was in the Royal Artillery in the First World War. I had uncles in the Second World War, but my dad was the important one to me.
It's my age.
What is the funniest true story about you or your life?
Funniest true story? Oh, goodness me. That's a hard one. The funniest true story. Well, it is a true story, and I suppose it is funny. It didn't feel funny at the time. I was getting married on March the 3rd, and my brother's wife was expecting a baby at the end of March. And so we had the wedding at the beginning of March so that Margaret would be able to come to the wedding. Well, I went to bed the night before my wedding, and suddenly in the middle of the night the door was being knocked, and it was my brother to say that the baby was coming. So I had to get out of bed for my sister-in-law to get in to have the baby. So that was funny. It wasn't funny at the time, but it was funny after. So I didn't go to sleep the night before my wedding. And when I got into church, I walked down to the aisle in all my finery, and John, who was my husband, turned to me and said, "How's the baby?" That's the first thing he said.
On the wedding day.
What was the weather like?
The weather like when?
In World War II.
We had lovely summers, funnily enough. We had lovely, lovely summers. It was after the war, 47. We had an awful lot of snow when everything stopped. But during the war, summers were lovely, long, dry, hot summers, yeah. So it helped the food to grow, obviously.
We got any more questions? Have we gone through all of them?
Yeah.
I think we have, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you got any more you want to ask? Nope.
Nah.
You're done? Right. There we are, we'll get to stop. Brilliant.
So they sent all the children away from London. A lot of them went back some time later, but one of the funny things with us was we'd had that Rosie and Jimmy had been with my mum and dad about 6 months, and we were having breakfast one morning and we saw these people coming up the street with a baby in their arms, and I lived at the top of the street and we could look right down the road, and we all rushed to the window to see who they were, as we used to, and none of us knew who they were, and suddenly they come up my mother's drive and up the garden path and knocked at our door. And my mother said, "Who on earth is this?" It was Rosie and Jimmy's mum and dad. They had been bombed out in London. They had nowhere else to go. So they came with a little baby and they came to my mother's house because that was the only address they knew where their children were. But Rosie and Jimmy didn't know them.
So they had forgotten them.
They'd forgotten their mum and dad. They'd forgotten them. Yeah, how about that? That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So my mum and dad had to take in Rosie and Jimmy's mum, dad and baby as well. Lucky we had a big house.
If you had a small house, then it would have been rather
squashed. It would have been rather squashed. Eventually, they moved to a house in the village where there was a lady living on her own, and she took the whole family in, which was rather nice. Yeah. Yeah. And they stayed there for the rest of the war, actually, and the dad went to work. Yeah.
So what was work like?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the women who'd never worked before, because the men had all gone away to the war, the women had to go into the men's work. So they worked in engineering and all sorts of things. And nearby where I lived, about 6 miles away, there was a place that we used to call the arsenal, where all munition was made. And so the women went down there making bullets and bombs and all sorts of things. Yeah. But our village was on the railway line between Fishguard and Paddington. And so the Germans wanted to know where the arsenal was. They'd had heard that there was an arsenal there, but they didn't know where it was. So they were very, very clever. What they did, they waited until a train was coming along, because they knew the train went through the arsenal to pick up the munitions. They followed, because there were steam engines then, and if you have coal engines, you have... Although we had no lights, we couldn't have street lights or anything. All the street lights had to be put out. And you had to have blackout curtains on the window, that's right, so no light could be shown. And if you wanted to go outside, you had to put the lights up before you went outside, not for light to go outside the door. But what the Germans realised, that if they followed the flames coming up from the chimney of the train going through the arsenal, they'd be able to bomb it. But unfortunately, they didn't find the arsenal. They found our village, and one bomb dropped in our village. It demolished a bungalow, but no one was hurt, fortunately. So they were very clever.
Yeah.
Very cruel, but very clever.
Anything else? What you could ask is, like, ask something about, think of what you've done today, and ask how, what that would have been like back then. Like, you know, when you, did you wake up in the morning and watch TV and eat some cereal? So you could ask, like, maybe, how was things like mornings when you couldn't have any, you know?
What were toys like? What were toys like?
You had to make them. You couldn't buy many toys. Dolls, you couldn't get dolls.
So you had to sew them.
Yeah. You couldn't get mats for the floor. You had to make them with cut up old coats. But toys. My little brother wanted a train. So he desperately wanted a train, couldn't buy one, so my father used to get sweet tins that were round and about that big. My father used that for the body of the train, then he built the rest of the train, made wooden wheels for it, and made toys for him that way.
That's quite nice.
But we used to make a lot of our own toys. I used to sew dolls and make dolls for my sister. Yeah.
Cool. I sew a lot of stuff.
You sew dolls?
I don't exactly sew dolls, but I do sew some things.
Sorry, I can't... This
a bit louder.
I don't exactly sew dolls, but I do sew...
Oh, you don't exactly sew them?
No. Yeah, but I did sew a zebra out of my black and white striped socks once.
Very good. Very good indeed. Yeah. Ah, you're all very clever girls, aren't you? Yeah. Goodness me. Yeah. So... There you are. And have you heard about air raid shelters? You know what happened in air raid shelters?
Yes, you had to make the air raid shelter yourself usually, or get put in by some other people. And you cover it with soil or something so that it can't be seen.
That's right.
And you go into it when there's a bombing or a siren.
Yeah. Because, as I say, I lived in a mining village, and in the colliery there was a siren, and the siren used to go to warn us they were coming, and then we'd have to stay undercover until the siren went to, like, what we used to call the all clear. It was all clear that we could go home then.
You ever heard an air raid siren? Do you want to hear one?
Yeah.
We had to take our...
Yeah, so this is what one sounds like.
Oh.
It's quite creepy, the air raid siren. I think everybody must have been very scared when they heard it.
Quite quiet.
That is, yeah, it should be very, very loud, yeah. And we all had to run.
Yeah.
And we had to take, do you know what gas masks are? Have you seen gas masks?
Yeah.
We had to carry those with us, we had to take those to school. Mm-hmm. And if the air raid siren went, we had to run, pick up our gas masks and run to the shelter.
Talk a little bit louder.
I
forgot what you were going to say.
So, the food, was it different to the food here?
Yes, it was very different because it was very wholesome and very good food because there were no preservatives or anything like that. And as I say, I was lucky. We had plenty of vegetables in our garden. We never saw a banana. In fact, after the war, when bananas started coming out, my young brother then was about... He was only about one or two, and we took him because we heard there were bananas in the village. And if you heard there was something come to the village, you'd all charge there to the shop to get it. And when he saw a banana, he thought it was a gun. He didn't think he could eat it.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a banana for 5 years through the war. No bananas. Oranges, couldn't get oranges.
My little brother, he's about three, nearly four, but he really likes toy soldiers and everything.
Yeah.
So for Christmas and when it was nearly his birthday, we got him a big packet of toy soldiers. And he was like, oh, soldiers! He was really, really happy.
If you have any last questions, and then what we'll do is Fran's going to do some art, which you ladies are welcome to stay and take part in.
Sorry.
Fran's going to do an art workshop.
Right.
You're welcome to stay and join in with that if you want, trying to stay and chat. So any last questions, ask them now, and I'll get Fran to set up.
Okay. Any last questions?
And we'll have the toilet.
Do you know one question everybody asks me? Because I've done this talk lots of times. When you go down to the air raid shelter, they always just say, where do you go to the toilet?
I didn't think there was a toilet in there.
There was no toilet in there.
Then you probably have to...
You had to have a bucket in the corner.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the smell of that?
Yuck.
So you're going to do some nice artwork now. Yeah. What are you going to do? Something?
Is everyone happy?
Yeah.
Any more last questions?
No.
You sure?